Hello everyone, I'm Rita. Welcome to the Startup Life and Dream. I'm the host today. This podcast will show many things about startup and startup entrepreneurship that I hear from Eno. Now let's introduce our guests. There are David and Zola.
Hello, I'm David.
Hello, I'm Zola.
Hi, I'm the co-founder and CEO of Eno. Eno is an international launchpad based in Taipei. We help international startups to use Taiwan's resources to access Asian market. So Zola, what do you do at Eno?
Oh, I take care about our startup in Eno and our partnership. And also we have a co-working space in Taipei and I will prepare some snacks for our teams.
Oh, great. Sounds great. Sounds like a wonderful job.
Okay. So they will be here together and use a few minutes to say what they think about those topics. So the first topic we want to talk about is that David had mentioned Olympic spirit. I want to ask, what is Olympic and why entrepreneurs need to have this spirit? The second topic is, why do athletes or entrepreneurs or everyone need to do meditation? The last topic is, what is an atomic habit? Did you guys, like David and Zola, have the experience of atomic habits? So since I am an intern here, David and Zola, share many things to me. Now I want to David make a brief introduction about Olympic spirit.
Yeah, so everybody probably watch Olympics on TV since you're little. Like for me, I love 100 meter race and baseball, of course. I'm from Taiwan. 2 years ago, one of the world's most famous accelerator MVC, Y Combinator, actually one of the partner, has shared what he thinks about how a startup can be great, or how would a founder be an amazing founder. And one of the thing that he mentioned that surprised me is that all the entrepreneurs should learn from Olympian athletes. And when I hear about that, I was very surprised. He says, basically, all the ideas could be great. Everybody kind of work hard, but nobody really know how hard or to what extreme. So he said in their YC, when he mentored the entrepreneur, he basically said, passion is great, working hard is great, but if you don't push yourself or model as Olympian athletes, maybe your chances of succeed will be not as great. So anybody here watch Olympic Games before? Like Zola, what's your favorite Olympic Games?
I love baseball, but baseball. It's not really
official
one.
But they do play in the Olympic games.
And soccer.
Soccer, yes. Yeah. Okay. So, how about you, Rita? What game do you like on Olympic?
I like to watch volleyball.
Oh, volleyball
game. Yes.
Yeah. So, maybe, and now you're so very puzzled why Olympic pick is so important. Well, to our understanding is Olympic itself is about peace, is about collaboration, is about everybody. The reason that there was Olympic being founded is because people don't want culture and languages to be a barrier, right? So our references is that when you're doing your startup, it's not about you, it's about solving a problem. About making the world better. So for the first part, being an Olympian, you really need to think about it. It's beyond competition. It's not a zero-sum game. It's not about you win, I run faster than you. It's about everybody get together and everybody, because the competition, everybody bring the best out of you. And I think that's so important about entrepreneurship. But the second thing is, at the sharing at the Y Combinator, you guys can probably check on the YouTube, is being an Olympian, just like a 100 meter race, right? The athletes will prepare anything that will help them to speed up 0.1 second. And that is the spirit, and that is the expectation, or that's the level that YC recommend you operate on. So what does that mean? So the presenter actually took about an hour, starting from the amount of hour you sleep, the food you eat, and then whether if you do meditation, you read books, anything about daily lives. And then one very shocking is about snack. So actually made a suggestion that all the co-work spaces, or if you're working at home, we should not have candies and chocolate bars. We should have healthy food. Really? Yes, yes. So that's okay. So Zola, I think we need to take out our sweets at our co-work space.
No, we can't take home too. We need to eat snacks.
Okay, so that's the first part about Olympic.
Okay, so David mentioned there is an idea like meditation, but why authorities or entrepreneur or everyone need to meditation? What's the benefit to us?
At the beginning, I was quite doubtful about this. I heard about meditation for like the longest time, right? But if you really look at successful entrepreneur, if you look at, Bill Gates or Elon Musk and all these, they all meditate and they all read books, right? So recently, because we invest in startup teams and we help them. So everybody asks us, how can I be a better entrepreneur? So we start trying to meditate ourselves. And you know what? It is really something that you haven't tried it, you should give it. It doesn't make sense, but once you try that, you will totally make sense. And the reason is that through meditation, you will find calmness, and then your thinking thoughts about a lot of things become more clear. So it does bring clarity and calmness. But what does it have to do with entrepreneurship? Well, if you're particularly doing a day-to-day business or lifestyle business, it's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard. But if you're doing startup, most likely you're doing something that doesn't have a precedence. For example, Elon Musk from SpaceX is trying to launch a rocket to Mars, right? So when you're facing, a very hard decision, such as you're trying to defuse a bomb, you only got 10 seconds, Do you put the blue, do you press the blue lights or the red light? So you really need a sense of calmness, and then you really need to observe a lot of information that help you. So what do you guys meditate, like Zola or Rita, do you guys meditate now?
Not really. I haven't get that view of that. In other words, maybe.
Yeah, no, you haven't. How about Rita? Have you tried? Have you thought about meditation?
I think at the same with Lola, I now have the label.
Meditation. Yeah. So I was like that. Like, really? Do I? So if you're doing your venture and you're kind of looking for different solutions, if you already start reading and everything, try meditation. There's a lot of apps. And then it's not hard. You don't need to be religious. By the way, a lot of people think that meditation got to do something like you need to be like a monk or you got to be go to church. It's definitely, there's a lot of app. It's controlling your breathing, bringing clarities and bring calmness. So I've been doing this for a year and a half. It's really changed the way I operate.
Yay. Okay. So okay, thank you, David, share more ideas about Olympic spirit and meditation. How about what is an atomic habit? Do you guys, like David and Zola, have the experience about atomic habits?
Well, Zola, have you read the book?
Yeah, I read a book and I just start.
You're starting preparing, or you're starting in the process, or you flip through the books.
Yeah, you go
very fast on the book. Rita, how about you? Did you read the book?
No, I haven't read it.
Okay, so you can definitely get a lot of information on the website, but go buy the book if you're planning to. Okay, so Atomic Habit changed the way. Another thing that I changed the way. So, imagine you work hard, you're passionate, but you're looking for that 10x improvement, right? So that's basically what this first episode of our podcast, we really want to making dots. We want to really making connection between all these three topics to help you to increase your performance. Once you perform, more resources will come to you. More people will believe what you do. So back to the Atomic Habit, it's probably the fifth book I bought on habits, right? So usually, not saying that before the books were no good, they're excellent, but I think Atomic Habit changed the way I look at things. Well, so essentially what he says is, maybe you want to lose weight, maybe you want to go climb mountain, Mount Everest, but how do you get there? Right. So you would typically think about, I should eat less, I should, go start, go to the gym, run faster. But the book is actually saying, no, you should start folding your bed. you should brush your teeth, you should start recycling. And when I read the first few chapters, I'm like, really? You know, this guy. But I gave the benefit of doubt of this author because, you know, he actually, you know, it's a quite recent book. So my assumption is that he's not going to write something that is very similar. So as I start reading, and it makes sense. There's one very powerful says, if you learn how to make 1% improvement on your daily life, if you times that 1%, you add it up to 365 days, it's 37x. I like 37x because I'm an investor. I'm happy with 5x on the investment in teams. I like that. So I start the reading. So the key concept is you need to get yourself in the mode of reaching out of your comfort zone. That's essentially it, right? So you don't like washing dishes, but you start washing dishes. You know, you don't like, you know, folding a bed, you start to do that. So after all, when you start doing this, you notice your weight start climbing down. You notice that you start to exercise more. And that is that mental click that you're like, oh my God, it's not logical at all. I've been doing this for a year now, and it changed the way, it even changed my family. So my kids right now, you know, they would do sports, they would do academic, they have habits, they're doing everywhere, and it's incredible. And then for my two kids, the first thing they do is make bed, brush teeth, and also, you know, doing cleaning the house before or during the day after they come back. And this become their daily model and daily, you know, habits that they build into ensuring that they're on the right path. Yeah. So Zola, what do you do? Like anything that you do, like new thing that you have tried?
I trying to bring a bottle with me, and I will drink the water every day because since I was little, I really seldom drink water every day. So since I was drinking water to have this habit going on,
yeah,
I found that I feel more awakened.
Yeah,
every
you're
day.
More awakened, yeah. And superpower.
Yeah, yeah, superpower. Okay. Superpower from water.
Great. Okay.
Okay, so thank you, David and Zola, share many things with us. And thank you, every audience, to listen this episode. We hope you can follow us and continue to listen us in the future. So bye-bye. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.